Okay, I'd like to call the meeting to order. This is the Design Review Board for the City of Goleta, Tuesday, September 27, 2011. Could I get a roll call, please?
Member Branch?
Here.
Member Brown?
Here.
Member Schneider?
Here.
Member Smith?
Here.
Member Wignott? Vice Chair Messner?
Here.
Chair Herrera?
Here. Now we'll move to B, Administrative Agenda. Just B1. Number one, Design Review Board Minutes for June 28, 2011.
I'll make a motion to approve.
I'll second.
Okay. We have a motion on the table by
Brown.
Member Brown, seconded by Member Smith. All those in favor, say aye.
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 Abstain.
One abstention. Scott Branch. Okay, number two, Design Review Board Minutes for August 23rd, 2011.
Someone like to make a motion to approve?
Motion to approve.
I'll second it.
Okay, we have a motion by Member Messner, seconded by Member Schneider. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
And I'll abstain. I was absent.
And I abstained. I wasn't present either.
Okay. So two abstentions, Member Brown and Member Smith. Okay. With that, we move to B2, Street Tree Subcommittee Report.
Yeah, we met today with Bill Millar and just went over the diversity of California's urban forestries and the Urban Forest Management Plan. Our next meeting will be October 25th at 2 o'clock.
25th, 2 o'clock, okay. All right, we just completed our Street Tree Subcommittee report. With that, we'll move to B3, Planning Director Report.
Okay, thank you, Chair Herrera, members of the board. So only a few items for you. Item that was able to happen back on September 8th. The Braddock House had its official opening, open house. It was a nice event is what I heard, and hopefully a number of you were able to attend that grand opening. The next item that we were supposed to have was September 13th. The Design Review Board was not able to meet on that day, so this is our first meeting since that point in time. Good news is we do have items that will be here on your October 11th calendar, so we will be meeting that day. Which also means we'll be able to continue items to that date if necessary at this meeting. We are keeping you informed as to what was going on with the City Council and a requested general plan amendment initiation for the Bishop Ranch project. On September 20th, the City Council did hold a public hearing on that date, and the City Council elected not to initiate the general plan amendment request at that point in time. So that's just the update for you on that project. And then the only other thing that I have for the Design Review Board today, we have three members whose terms will be expiring at the end of January, January 31st. Those three positions that we're looking at are currently held by Scott Branch with the architect position, Cecilia Brown with an at-large position, and Member Wignott with an at-large position. And if anyone really wants to get out their calendar and look down the path, in 2013, the next two positions that are open are Simone Herrera, the landscape contractor position, as well as Tom Smith with an at-large position. And that concludes my director's report today. And I'm here if you have any questions.
Thank you, Scott. Okay. So we just completed the planning director report. With that, we move to B4, which is green building program. Cindy.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Just a quick introduction on this item. I believe that you all had received a copy of a letter from the city manager inviting a member of the board to participate in a working group that the city is establishing to provide input for developing a green building program framework. And just to provide a little context or history for you, early last year, with City Council authorization, staff applied and was awarded some grant funding for certain general plan implementation measures. And one of those was development of a green building program. And so staff is here today to request that you consider selecting one of your board members to participate in that working group as we move through that development process.
Okay. A couple of weeks ago, I received an email from Carl. He would like to be part of that program. Are you?
Yeah, I'm willing to step up and do that on the DRB's behalf.
Does anybody else have anything else to add or would like to be part of the program? Or nope. So I guess Carl would be the one.
Great. Do you need to take a vote or anything?
Let's make it official and take a vote.
Okay.
I nominate Carl Schneider to head up interfacing with the Green Ribbon Committee on the establishing a green building program.
I'll second that.
Okay, so I have a motion on the table from Member Smith, seconded by Member Branch. All in favor, say aye.
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 Okay.
Thank you.
Carl, thank you. Okay, we'll move to C, review of agenda and projected agenda items.
Okay, thank you, Chair Herrera, members of the board again. Today, every item on your agenda is expected to be here, and if need be, we do have availability on both your October 11th as well as October 25th calendars.
Okay.
Mr. Chair.
Yes.
Regarding item J1, the spectrum facade improvement, I've asked the planning department if I need to recuse myself from that item because of my proximity to that location, and I'm going to need to do so. That's the last item, that's the last applicant item on the agenda, and if there are no discussion items that I need to stick around for, I'd like your permission just to recuse myself and exit the meeting at that point.
Okay.
Okay.
That'll be fine. Thanks. Thank you. Okay. With that, we move to public comment. At this time, the public shall have an opportunity to comment on any non-agenda item relevant to the jurisdiction of the city. It is requested that each speaker complete a speaker request form and submit it to the recording clerk. Reasonable time limits are imposed on each topic and each speaker. In accordance with the provisions of the Ralph M. Brown Act, no action or discussion may take place by the Design Review Board on any item not on the posted agenda. The Design Review Board may respond to statements made or questions asked. I may direct the staff to report back on the topic at a future meeting. At this time, we have no speaker slips have been received for this item. So with that, we'll continue to E, consent calendar, E1.
Thank you, Chair. I saw all three items. Item E1, the Bardex Astro Aerospace Remediation Program, item 09129 DRB, was approved as submitted, so we'll need to vote on that. I recommend that that gets approved as submitted for final.
Okay.
I'll second that.
Okay. We have a vote by Member Branch, seconded by Member Schneider. All is in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Motion and then item E2, item number 11-067-DRB, 7387 Chapman Place. Also recommend it be approved as submitted.
I'll second that.
Okay, we have a Member Branch voted in favor, seconded by Member Schneider. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Okay. And lastly, item E3, permit number 11-098-DRB, 5611 Cielo Avenue, also approved as submitted.
I'll second.
Okay. We have a vote by Member Branch, seconded by Member Smith. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Okay. Motion carries. Okay. With that, we'll move to sign calendar. Seeing there's none, we'll move to G, revised final calendar, G1. Madam Secretary, will you announce the item, please?
Item G1 is Design Review Board Permit Number 11-114-DRB-RV, Citrix Online Lighting Plan Revision, located at 7402 Hollister Avenue.
I don't think
we don't have the applicant for this item yet. They are supposed to be here today. So at this point in time, we can do one of two things. We can skip ahead to an item where we do have an applicant present,
okay,
or we can go ahead and take a five-minute recess as we wait for that applicant to show up.
Go to the next one.
Let's go to the next one.
Okay.
Let me hold off for a second. Which item are you here for?
That one, actually.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. It's okay.
For the rest of the night. You're here for Citrix or
Yes,
Citrix. Citrix.
Is
Andrew here?
Andrew, I don't think he was going to be able to make it today.
Okay.
And
the architect?
He said he was going to be here. I don't have his contact information.
Are you comfortable presenting the plan?
Probably. I don't have it prepared. I can give you the outline of what we're trying to do.
Okay, your call. I would say let's go ahead and proceed.
Okay.
Okay. Has everyone visited the site?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes.
I have previously, but I didn't specifically for this.
Okay.
Yeah. Likewise.
Same.
Same here.
Okay. I have. Any ex parte conversations with the owner?
No.
No.
Nope. Okay.
That's Bill Millar's.
Yes. Okay. Shine?
Thank you. This is a request at Hollister Business Park, and I'll let you state your name and for the record, and you can go ahead and describe the project. Yeah.
My name is Riley Schultz. Office manager at the property management firm.
You need to press the green button. There you go.
Oh, there it is.
Perfect. We're on?
Yep.
Great. My name is Riley Schultz. I'm the office manager, property manager for the property management firm for Hollister Business Park. I've been working with Citrix for about 2 months now. We are, our goal with this project is to add additional lighting to the east parking lot at Hollister Business Park. We've recently leased up, as of about a year ago, that building 740204 to Citrix Systems. So that building being fully leased and that parking lot being fully utilized by Citrix as well as IST Textron and their sublessor, we have wanted to go ahead with making that a safer area for the employees to walk out, and so they're not going to their cars at night with the, with summer drifting away. So we are adding. Currently, there are two parking lot lights, which are in the main portion of that building, in the main portion of that parking lot on the south side. Our aim is to update those lights, as well as add one in the middle and two on the north end of that parking lot. So there's going to be five total in the main of that lot, which will be, I believe they're 21 feet, and then they're double-sided. As well in the southeast portion of the lot, which is right next to the building, there will be two lights added into that lot. Those will not be double-sided. Those will be single lights, which will shine only forward. There's apartment complexes behind, so we're not going to be blasting our neighbors at night, just keeping that parking lot lit for the employees. That's the main outline of the project, the purpose of it, and love to answer any questions.
Mr. Chair.
Yes.
I note in the northern end of the parking lot, at the property line, that the foot candles are rather high, and I suspect that that's because you have the dual-headed lamps, mm-hmm, up there. Mm-hmm. I'm wondering, did you look at a lighting plan with only a single-headed lamp to see whether or not you could get the foot candles down to what, zero or zero?
I don't think that's the property line.
This is not the property line? No. Where it looked like it was the property line
here. No, if you look, see, this line is where the parking ends, right here. That's this line right here.
No, if you look here, it looks like
right,
it's...
There's your little island right there.
So if this is the... So what you're saying is then...
So by the time you get up here, you're zero.
Then they just didn't complete the...
right.
Okay.
Okay.
This may be our architect right here.
Right.
Ms. Carroll?
I'm wondering what wattage bulb you have in the fixture.
We have a
Riley Schultz.
We have a cut sheet that should be going around, I think.
I didn't see it on the drawings, so that's what I was. Do we know what type of lamp is in the fixture?
Yeah, this gives a range of wattage, but it doesn't.
I need to be able to look that up really quickly for you.
So then we don't know.
You don't know.
That's what I was wondering. What
fixture generated
right,
the...
Right, that's what I'm wondering. Right. I'm wondering what wattage generated the photometric and...
Really good question.
Mm-hmm. Cut sheet is...
Yeah, I'm looking it up right now.
I mean, the numbers around the perimeter.
Oh, okay, they're fine.
Right.
You just need to put, depending upon what lamp you used.
And it appears to be a cutoff fixture, which is all good and wonderful.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
So
it's fine. But what's the lamp?
I'm just.
The lumens.
Yeah, they could be anywhere from.
They could be anywhere from 175 to 400, I think.
Yeah. Right. Don't know.
Right.
Well,
yeah. Just need to hit it on the plans.
Would the wattage potentially match existing?
That was the intent, correct?
Yeah.
I don't know what the photometric was done with.
I think the photometrics is acceptable. So if it's going to match the existing wattage, I mean, if it's different, then there would be a problem. But if it's matching existing, then it should be okay.
Well, I'm just wondering if...
should be shown on the plan.
Yeah, it should be shown on the plan so that we know.
Mr. Chair, could I just make another comment? Yes. And I don't have a problem with the lighting proposal, but... Just in looking at the existing plan, I noticed that particular parking lot has no landscaping. Mm-hmm. And some of the other parking lots in that business park are very nicely landscaped with mature trees. And so I just asked the applicant, is there any potential for tree wells, for some trees to be put in that parking lot at some point in time?
Actually, and I don't know if it shows it on the plans there, but there are in each of the four corners of the lot, there are those are sections where trees are located.
But not in the traffic islands that are internal, sort of similar to what some of the other parking areas have.
Correct.
So it's only at the ends right now.
Yeah.
Right.
Correct.
Right. So, I mean, has any thought been given to perhaps adding some additional tree wells in the interior?
That is not something we've explored yet. I can definitely bring it up with the...
Okay. As I say, it's probably not pertinent to today's discussion, but maybe for the future.
Yeah, it's definitely noted.
Thank you.
Okay, well, I'll make a motion if the board is acceptable with the standards that are proposed, and that I guess the applicant could return on consent with the wattage, with the kind of light and wattage indicated on the lighting plan or on the photometric plan.
Mr. Chair, members of the board, I have a supplemental exhibit. It seems like it got left off of the blown-up photometric plan, but it says here that the wattage that was used to produce the photometric was 400 watts. So
okay.
we can note that for the record and then have the plan revised for final approval. It is 400. We know it's 400 watts. We'll make sure that it ends up being that way when it gets submitted to the building department.
Okay.
Yeah.
So we'll revise the plan and get that.
Okay. Answer. Yeah, right. Thank you. Okay.
So in other words, the photometrics is actually showing like the worst-case scenario, if you will. So, yeah.
Right. Okay. So then I just revise my motion to indicate that we approve it and that the wattage will be indicated on a revised plan with the building department.
Perfect.
Great.
But it won't have to come back again.
No.
This is revised final. So.
Correct.
So I'll second that.
Okay. So we have a motion by Member Brown, seconded by Bob Wignett. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Okay. Motion carries. All right.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. We have just completed G1. We'll take a few moments to move on to our next item. With that, we'll move to E2. Madam Secretary, will you announce the item, please?
Okay.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
Next item preliminary calendar, item I-1, Design Review Board Permit Number 10-048-DRB, Rasmussen Development Plan Amendment 107, 109, 111, and 133 South La Patera Lane.
Has everybody visited the site?
Yes.
We all have. Anybody have any expertise conversations with the owner?
No.
Nope. Okay.
Thank you, Mr. Chair and members. The director approved the development plan amendment for this project on August 22nd. And this project is now returning back for your review for preliminary review. We have the motion on the screen from the last conceptual review. The focus of the DRB's review, the staff is requesting attention on the landscape plan. So with that comment, I'll leave it to, are you Mr. Rasmussen?
Yes.
If you could state your name for the record and this,
Rasmussen.
And tell us more about the landscape plan.
Touch the, there's a button in the very front.
There
you go.
There it is.
That's it.
Okay. I was asked to put in some additional trees and hedges in the front, and I've got those detailed on the big drawing. I can't read my type on this small drawing. They're flowering pear trees and lemonade berry for the hedge along the chain link fence. And that is all that I really, that you really asked me to do. There was a mention.
Oh, good.
There was a mention of moving moving a backflow device, and I called the water department on that. It's not a convenient thing to do, and I'm not sure what the requirement is on it. If you measure from the center line of the street, it's about 36 feet from the street. On the west side of that big palm tree. So it's, if we move it any place, I'm not sure where to move it, and it probably will, we'll have to remove that palm tree.
Can we paint it? So, what color is it?
It doesn't seem to me like it's a practical requirement. It's not doing any damage there.
What color is it? Is it just the natural color of the pipes?
Yes.
Uh-huh. Maybe we could get it painted green.
Yep. Or brown.
Or brown to match whatever matches, right?
Yeah, it's, you almost have to charge through some bougainvillea
to get to it.
And it's right in between the palm tree and that bougainvillea that you see there.
So maybe we paint it to match the landscape, whatever color that might be.
That would be fine.
That'll work. That doesn't seem like there's...
That take care of your requirements?
I think so. We're going to... want to go look at these pictures a little bit here just to see what...
I think he suggested using one of those red leaf trees in front, and I substituted flowering pear because there isn't any red any place, and I thought they'd look a little out of place, so the flowering pear will fit in nice with the acacia trees.
Member Messner, are those trees acceptable? Well, I believe the trees are acceptable then, so I don't see a problem with the trees at all.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, we'll accept the trees.
Let's do it.
Anybody ready to make a motion?
Well, I'll make a motion because we're here for preliminary approval. I'll make a motion for preliminary approval as submitted.
No.
No?
And painting the backflow device.
Pardon me? Oh, yeah, it's my mistake. Okay. I make a motion for preliminary review with the comment that we would like the applicant to paint the backflow device in a color appropriate to the landscape.
Match
that's fine.
Match the
that's
landscape.
I think a brown would work good.
Whatever.
I'll second that.
Okay. So we have a motion by Member Smith, seconded by Member Branch.
Discussion.
Discussion.
Yes. Before we take the vote, how? What is the time frame for establishing this landscaping? Is it something that holds up the approval of the applicant's other items, relocation of the building or whatever?
Yes, Mr. Chair, Member Wignott. The installation of landscaping would have to be done in conjunction with any of the as-built building permits that would be needed to review the construction on site. So the installation of landscaping would be tied to getting a building inspection, final building inspection.
So they're mm-hmm. happening at the same time. Okay, thank you. So that answers my question.
Good. All right. So we had a motion by Member Smith, seconded by Member Branch. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay, motion carries. Thank you.
All done.
Thank you, Mr. Remsen.
Thank you.
Well, one final item. We should give it a date certain when we're bringing it back, and I would suggest at this point in time the October 11th calendar for your final review.
Mr. Remsen?
Just a minute.
Yeah, you were granted your preliminary approval today, but we have to come back for one final meeting for your final approval.
Yeah.
Okay, so the design review board just said on consent, October 11th. That would work for you.
That's fine.
Okay.
October 11th. Thank you.
Thank you.
Sorry, before we move off that item, are the plan? Do we need additional details for final for this project, or are we? Would it be what we have is sufficient for final?
I think it's sufficient for final.
Okay.
Okay, we'll take a few moments to move on to our next item. We've just completed I-1. Okay, with that, we'll move to I-2. Madam Secretary, will you announce the item, please?
Item I-2 is Design Review Board Permit Number 11-087-DRB. Citrix Online Gym and Wellness Center, adjacent to 7412 Hollister Avenue, a request for conceptual review of a proposed 1,680-square-foot gym/wellness center for an industrial research park property.
Mr. Kollwitz, is this conceptual review or this is preliminary?
This is preliminary review. So is there a...
It says... Right, I realize that, but it says it's agendized as... Well, I'm not sure what...
It says conceptual on the agenda.
We'll
correct that. Okay.
Administratively correct the agenda in post haste.
Thank you.
Okay. Has everybody visited the site?
Yes.
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 Any ex parte conversations with the owner?
No.
Nope.
Okay. Okay, Cheyenne.
Thank you, Mr. Chair and members. The development plan amendment to approve the additional square footage to the Hollister Business Park to allow this was approved by the director on September 19th. And so this project is returning back to the DRB for preliminary review. And with that, I will let Mr. Kellogg describe the project and go from here.
Okay. Hello again. My name is Mark Kellogg with PK Architecture, and we are the architects for this small, non-conditioned space that Citrix would like to put on their campus for the purposes of a yoga studio, Pilates, that type of thing. Small structure that we are trying to kind of fit into the theme that's been developed at their gym, which is directly adjacent to that. I did bring some pictures as requested prior, and also a small color board with what the finishes would be. There is one piece missing from that color board, and that is the paint color for the top awning. We haven't been able to get the contractor to get us a drawdown of that sample, but the intention is for it to match the awning over that exterior enclosure at the gym, so it would match that exactly.
Shine, would you put up the DRB comments from the last time, please?
Yeah.
Scott had them up there, but
yeah.
They came and went pretty quickly.
Yeah. Okay. Is the existing window frames in the rest of the project this natural aluminum?
The rest of the project is black. Except for the new enclosure at two places, at the cafeteria that they developed, and also directly adjacent to this is the outdoor enclosure that they did for their gym, and that's done with that finish.
Which you'll see in the photographs there.
And if I might add, we also added the light fixtures that was requested last time. You wanted to see where the light fixtures, exterior lighting, was going to go and the type of fixture that we were going to use. It's the same fixture.
Do we have any questions for the applicant?
I have no questions or comments. Looks pretty good.
Nice and light and airy.
I'm assuming we have done the same thing here we did the last time. On the last, you don't have the wattage of the lights that you're putting on the building, so just next time when you come back, deal with that. Just okay. Document it.
Sure,
and hopefully
absolutely.
Use something less than 400 on the building.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Okay, any more questions or comments by the board? Nope.
No, it's exactly like what we saw before.
Okay. So we're ready for a motion.
Yeah, I'll move for preliminary approval as submitted, with just the caveat that the wattage of the wall fixtures gets noted on the plans.
Okay.
And it'll come back with final on the consent calendar.
Mm-hmm. It seems appropriate
with that. Yeah. With that wattage noted. So
I think so.
I'd second the motion.
Just make sure you have your details on there at that point.
Details of
fascia, window details, the architectural details.
Okay.
All that stuff. But yeah, looks good.
Okay. We have a Member Branch, seconded by Member Wignut. All those in favor, say aye.
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 Okay.
And the date, I guess, of the...
That's what's nice for next. We have availability on October 11th, if that works for you.
That works.
Okay.
Sure.
October 11th. Okay. Thank you.
Thanks, everybody.
Thank you.
Thank you.
We just completed I-2. With that, we'll take a few moments to set up for J1.
And, Mr. Chair, at this point, I'm going to exit the building.
Okay.
Wish you all a good week and a good weekend.
Thank you.
Is that what happens?
We have Cecilia. It's not here yet.
Still a quorum.
Okay.
Item J1 on the conceptual preliminary calendar, Design Review Board Permit Number 11-111 DRB, Spectrum Facade Improvements, 6144 Cali Real, a request for a conceptual/preliminary review of facade improvements to a 29,147 square foot building for a professional and institutional property.
Has everyone visited the site?
Yes.
Anybody had any expert conversations with the owner?
No.
Nope. Okay. Daryl?
Great, thank you. So I'll just give a quick background, an introduction to the project. So again, this is at 6144 Calle Real, and the applicant is requesting really to do four main improvements to the site. The first is to change the exterior paint color of the building on all elevations from a first star color to an essential gray color. Secondly, the applicant is proposing to replace the horizontal wood side paneling on all elevations from the existing wood material to plaster. Thirdly, the applicant is proposing to change the color of that horizontal system from a notable blue to a combination of two blues. One is a blissful blue and one is a Lucian blue. Lastly, the applicant is proposing to enlarge the second story windows. Currently, those second story windows are 24 inches in height, and the applicant is proposing to enlarge those to 48 inches. The property does include a 29,147 square foot building. It currently has 141 parking spaces, which is well within our parking standards for that zoning, which is professional and institutional. With that, I'll hand it over to the applicant to discuss the project in further detail. Thank you.
Thank you.
Good afternoon. I'm Clay Arell, architect for the project with AB Design Studio, and with me is Ken Allison, project architect. Staff did a great job presenting this, so I don't know what more I can say. Let's see. We all know the building. You're all familiar with it. We affectionately in our office call it the Spectrum Building because of Spectrum being a major tenant. The new owners purchased the building, I don't know, a few months ago, and we're really just doing a facelift, cleaning it up. It's a little tired. The main change on the building facade, really other than color, is the banding material changing from wood to plaster, with a little bit of a reglet detail on some of the panels just to give a little bit of aesthetic identity, more so than it has. The other change really is the second story windows, which they're currently only 2 feet tall, and the sill's at about 5'4", 5'5", and they're really high. So when you're in this space as a tenant, it's pretty dark and gloomy, and you're missing the actually only views you have, which is, you know, to the mountains and across the freeway. So we're dropping the sills on the second story windows. We're keeping the lower story windows. We're matching the same finish and breakup and all that. So again, it's fairly minor in nature. You've all have small sets in front of you. You can see the wall sections and what we're really changing in terms of the sill heights, and obviously, there's the major change. I think is the color. Other than that, it's pretty straightforward. So, if I'll just turn it over to you for questions at this point.
Just one question. I'm looking at the proposed exterior wall section on the last sheet, A5.01. I note that on note 15, it's a recessed lighting fixture. I've been by this building a million times, and I'm embarrassed to say that I never noticed what the existing light fixtures look. I like the fact that it's recessed. That's great.
Yeah, actually.
But I was just kind of curious, what is there now?
If we can go to A4.01, on number two is the existing south elevation, and you'll see on the large pillars there's some existing, and they're actually floodlights, which don't really comply with the lighting guidelines. So we're taking those off and providing lighting that's recessed in the soffit.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Can you explain the thought behind the every so often you've got one of those new plaster panels broken up for some reason?
That was going to be my question. The color.
Yes, exactly. Well, you know, when we showed the client the rendering, which is actually on the cover, they happened to like the balance between articulated panel and the articulated panel. So that really led to the scheme as it is presented on the elevations.
Hmm.
And it also gives us the opportunity to leave some areas blank for potential future signage or what have you down the road.
So you're saying that there's a reglet separating the color there?
Yes.
Like an aluminum reglet or just like a plaster screed type?
No, actually, this would be a bit more deliberate here, just to create more of a panel appearance. Reglet. But it's plaster paint finish. Correct.
So it's every other one. That's weird.
The building has kind of a very brutalistic feeling to it. And
clearly.
We're trying to lighten it up, but have some fun with it and not be too serious as it has existed in its...
Well, I kind of like the way it's broken up in a way because it's kind of... To me, it's a little bit evocative of like a spectrum, if you look through a spectroscope, where they got the light broken up into vertical lines, although unfortunately it's all shades of blue, but yeah. Still, that works. It kind of works for me, yeah. To do it with color would be, like, way too, yeah, well, you already know that.
We went down that road.
Yeah. I like the way it does that.
Do you, would you by any chance have an example of what this would look like with these? These are the two colors, right, that will
correct.
Be on that?
Yes.
So that we could have a better understanding of what this looks like with this, whatever it's going to look like, because I understand what it looks like in the drawing, but I don't. Oh, you've got a bigger one. Aha. Uh-huh.
Yeah, would this be helpful?
Oh, maybe. Yeah.
Is the large-scale drawings, are the colors on there closer matched to what's on the paint chips, or is this a, looks like?
The colors are a better quality on the original submittal that we gave you because it was a slightly higher quality paper we presented. Right.
But these smaller ones look a lot lighter,
and
this is actually looks a little closer to the palette that's on the color board there.
Mm-hmm. Is that out?
That's fine.
And I can see yours looks pretty lightened, quite a bit lightened in terms of the exterior color.
Yeah. So how does that, is that reglet going to start here and wrap all the way up into the sill?
Just the vertical face.
Just the vertical face. So how does that transition work? It just dies up there?
There'll be an edge at the top and the bottom to capture it.
So what color is up here? Or does the paint continue up and then you have a painted line?
We'll have the solid color on the top and the bottom, the one color that we're using for the solid panel.
Okay, so that's this color.
Yes.
And this color, and so that will also be the top color and the soffit color.
Yes.
So this lighter color is merely the face where it occurs.
Correct.
Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay.
So, go ahead, Carl.
I want to jump in here. Conceptually, I'm on board with what you're doing with the windows, the removal of the wood and replacing that with the plaster for those soffits. Obviously, that's a long-term maintenance issue, and it does kind of make the building look a little weary. Mm-hmm. So I'm on board for that. I'm on board for changing the color, although I have some concerns about some of the colors, and I'm really struggling with your spectrum idea, or whatever you want to call it, the alternating color panels. I think that's not going to be very successful. So from my point of view, I'd prefer to see the solid panel rather than the alternating colors. The other thing I'm going to tell you relative to colors is I'm a little leery of the essential gray that is going to be the body building. As you said, the building itself is already rather blocky.
Mm-hmm.
And I think you'd be better off with a warm gray rather than a cool gray. I don't know where that's going to take you relative to the use with the blues, but I'm just personally a little concerned that the cool gray is going to just add to the fact that the building's kind of blocky and massive. Mm-hmm. So that's my take on it.
I guess I'm a little less concerned about the color, but I'm also struggling with the random mm-hmm.
which I'm not against asymmetry as in general, but this feels like sort of art for art's sake with not much of a relation to actually what it's a part of. I'm not 100% against it, but I'm still trying to figure out whether or not I like it at this point. But and I don't know, maybe it's just a case of maybe a bolder color transition and maybe more of a symmetry that actually relates to something other than something that's as random as it appears. But it's an interesting concept.
If what I heard you say on the panels that are playing, you're proposing or thinking about some signs, I would prefer to know just exactly how much additional signage you're allowed. Because I agree with Carl. I don't mind the panels that are broken up, but I think they should be consistent throughout the building on the public face of the building. You know, signage is a whole different issue, and it should be incorporated into the design. And here we don't see it. You're thinking about it, but I think it would be better to look at it in toto. And I realize it would be a different application, but I just don't like the broken up the panel. I like the design, and that'd be okay if you did them all, but not the way you've done it here. Well,
can I clarify the sign comment? Mm-hmm.
And answer how many tenants are in the building at the moment?
That's where I was going to go, actually. Right now, Spectrum has the lower floor.
Mm-hmm.
The upper floor has two tenants, right?
One tenant, excuse me.
TSA is up on the first floor. They occupy a fraction of the floor, maybe not even a quarter. So it's relatively under leased.
Mm-hmm.
Part of this proposal is to clean it up so that it becomes more attractive and fill the building, of course. Spectrum is intended to be a fairly long-term tenant from what we understand from the ownership. So at this point, we know that the ground floor is going to be Spectrum. The upper floor is probably going to be, it could be broken up into many different lease spaces and sizes. We intend to come in under a separate application for a sign program so that we can actually provide something that would be something for the future tenants to work inside of.
But just in looking ahead, I don't think from other buildings and sign programs that we've seen that you would put signs on those blank walls because it wouldn't make any sense. I mean, it just in sort of logically you'd put them someplace else on the fascia at the top or some other place or you'd be doing some other thing. But that's my comment.
I wanted to add one thing. The reduction of bulk of this center band mm-hmm. is a really good idea.
Mm-hmm. Pulling it in?
Yeah, it is. That
it'll help with the heaviness of the
building. Yeah, it feels so heavy when you drive by and look at it, and I think that's a really good idea. Plus, the window heights up there, I know, are you can't. Well, people of my height certainly can't see out of them.
I can't look at them.
So that's from a design standpoint, I like what you're doing. Yeah.
I'm going to echo Scott's sentiments. I like the fact that is pulled back in because that'll give more definition to the front of the building. And, mm-hmm. get away from the heaviness of it, especially opening up the windows up top. I don't really have a problem with the breakup that you have on those new panels as proposed. I kind of like it myself, but the only thing I have a problem with is I got to follow in line with Carl, and this is the color. It just and I fully get that the building needs to be freshened up, but. Cool palette. I mean, I was more liking this than the full-size drawings that I just saw. I was looking at that at the way the gray looks, and it just I'm just not a big fan of the cool palettes. It just doesn't, to me, give that psychological feel of newer or fresher. You know, something a little more warmer would be nice. Have you explored also, as far as the breakup on the panel in the front, have you explored any other things besides just varying the color with the regular detail? Have you looked at maybe tile?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. It's kind of a shot in the dark. I'm just throwing it out there.
We had looked at other materials,
yeah,
and cost brought us back to this one,
okay,
mostly.
All right. But I don't have a problem with the breakup at all because the bulk of it centers around the entryway, and there's just enough to, you know, as far as the back elevations, I'm not really that concerned, but I kind of like the way it is, but it's just the color. The color palette bothers me. It really does. It needs warmer, lighter something.
Warmer or lighter?
Does anybody have anything else? Any more questions or comments?
Oh, one other thing I wanted to, I'm sorry, because Cecilia brought up something that's really important, too, and I know you're going to be coming in later with the overall sign plan and all that, but just, and I probably shouldn't even say this, but I, just please bear in mind what, in looking at the facade and the breakups and all this, that, you know, there could be whatever the maximum possible number of tenants might be, and they could end up wanting some kind of small signage across the top, which is going to be problematic at best. So that's something to bear in mind.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Carl?
I'll try something. See where we go. I'm going to say we're ready for preliminary approval because all of the big items, the window proportions, the reduction of the soffits, and the concept of what you're doing with the lighting is all good and wonderful, and so I think we're on board with all of that. So I would say preliminary approval coming back on before the full board for a final with documenting the wattage of the recessed cans that you're going to use and obviously how many and where we're going to have them. I would want to stay a little generic on the color comment, so I would just say restudy colors, knowing what you just heard of concerns for the cool grays, so I'm just going to leave it wide open from that. Omitting the bands with the alternating colors on them. If you want to try something else, you certainly can come back and try that, but as far as this motion goes, I would say omitting the alternating color bands. And that's it.
I'll second.
Okay. We have a motion by Member Schneider, seconded by Member Brown. All those in favor?
Aye.
All right.
Aye.
Opposed? Okay. Motion carries. Do we have a date for?
And that leaves a question for the project team. October 11th is our next available meeting for you. We do need revised plans submitted a week before then. So you're looking at October 4th. And if that works for you, then we'll go for it.
Yeah. No problem.
Does that work?
Yeah. Okay. Great.
Go forth. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you all.
Okay. We have just completed J1. With that, we move to K, conceptual calendar. See none. We'll move to L, advisory calendar. We'll move to discussion items. Any discussion items? Nope. Okay, M1, request for future agenda items by members.
Were we ever going to see the picture show?
The short answer is yes. We keep getting tasked with other small projects that keep bumping us away. But we do have an intention to bring that before you before we bump into the 2012 version.
Okay, good. Thank you. You may not even have a 2012 version with
it. It might be a short show.
A very short show, exactly. Thank you.
Okay, we'll move to M2, announcement by members. None? Okay, adjourn. Thank you, everyone.
That was huge.
Thank you.